888-489-9254. See you there.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Thursday, April 25th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I just got a press release from the Mackinac County Republican Party. They're having a spring fling rally on Saturday, May 18th, Little Bear Arena. Going to open up, I believe, at 9:30 till 2 o'clock that Saturday. Going to be a great event. Public is invited to join. Their general meeting, though, for the month of May has been announced. It's going to be May 16th, 6 p.m. in Curtis, Michigan. That's the western part of the county. Mike Petrick, in talking with him on Tuesday, has good patriot conservatives running for county commissioner, including somebody from Curtis. I'm waiting to get the names. Mike, if you could text me the names of your candidates that you guys work together to recruit, we'll get them out on the air and get everybody aware of them. It's going to be the Curtis Community Building, W17353 Davis Street in Curtis, Michigan on May 16th. That's a Thursday at 6 p.m. Mackinac County Republican Party. Did a really good job. Came in second place in my Gold Star Republican County Party tracking. Presqu'ile County comes in first this year. Not only did they get commissioner candidates to run, replacing two Democrats and possibly going to defeat the third one, making it an all-Republican board this year, they're also putting up a county clerk candidate. Darren Darga is going to be running against the Democrat, longtime Democrat, never actually opposed or challenged by a Republican. Well, they got their act together. And they're going to replace the clerk in Presqu'ile County as well. You guys are replacing, I believe, three, or is it four, county commissioners to join Mike Petrick up there in Mackinac County. You guys came in second. Antrim County came in third only because we have Democrats running as Republicans in the county clerk's race, as well as the current incumbent Republicans who are Democrats. There's all kinds of issues in this county of Antrim with Democrats running as Republicans. We'll have to wait and see how this all plays out, but bottom line, they are not going to be successful in Antrim County because they're going to have to stay home on their side of the ballot. Democrats will not be able to cross over. But we'll see actually how many establishment rhino Republicans we have in Antrim County. So they came in third place. The other problem that we have is Emmett County. We did not get anybody, I believe, to run for Resort Township and Bear Creek Township, which is something we really wanted to do in Emmett County. And that, again, falls on the leadership of the Emmett County Republicans. Parker Fairburn, who's too busy primary challenging incumbent state representative Neil Frisky, instead of doing his job in recruiting candidates for county commissioner, he decided to run for 107th House primary. completely failed leadership in Emmett County Republican Party. You guys need new leadership. After the November election, you need to vote these yahoos out and take over that party. This has got to be a priority in Emmett County, pure and simple. Do not let happen what happened last time at your county convention happen this year. So that's my take on it. Another story that caught my eye out of Lansing, and this, folks, I swear you can't make this stuff up. They're actually looking at and considering for the budget the process where they're going to break up trial courts' decisions that have charged them with operational fees on guilty defendants. A bill that would extend the upcoming May 1st deadline is heading to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk. After the Senate Democrats detached legislation from a controversial tie bar set of bills in order to receive immediate effect from the Republicans. Back and forth, House Bill 5392, sponsored by Republican State Representative Sarah Leitner, would have extended the deadline from May 1st of this year to the end of 2026 for how long trial courts can charge fees on guilty criminal defendants to cover courthouse operations and maintenance. It passed in the Senate yesterday 34-3, securing immediate effect, and was also concurred in the House 101-6. But before the Senate chamber would vote on House Bill 5392, the Senate took 27 minutes for the Democrats to come together to support a substitute bill by Democrat Stephanie Chang of Detroit. She's also the chair of the Senate Civil Rights, Public Safety, and Judiciary Committee. What she basically did was remove the tie bar to House Bill 5534. Without the tie bar being eliminated, the deadline extension could not have been implemented until House Bill 5534 was voted on and approved. Well, this passed according to party line votes. No Republicans in the Senate voted on the substitute amended bill. Senator Jeff Irwin, the Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, was last of the chamber's 20-seat Democrat majority to support the substitute when originally he opposed it. The House Judiciary Chair, Kelly Breen, her bill, House Bill 5534, it passed 2017 on a party line vote, but failed to receive the number of votes required for immediate effect. Basically, they're playing games, folks, with these deadlines and these fees and the amount of money they can charge guilty criminal defendants. Money that was supposed to go to courthouse operations and building maintenance. Political games on something as simple as that. Unbelievable. The other day, we talked about the excise tax, short-term rentals. Well, the House Local Government and Municipal Finance Committee took testimony yesterday that would exclude agritourism and including counties as eligible municipalities in a 10-bill package that wants to impose a 6% excise tax on short-term rentals. Counties are not listed as municipalities with the responsibilities and resources related to short-term rentals. said the Michigan Association of Counties Governmental Affairs Director, Dina Bosworth, stating that there are 20 counties that have significant amount of responsibility in planning and zoning, and there are hundreds of local governments that solely rely on counties for their public safety and emergency response services. Bosworth testified that counties should have access to revenue brought in under these economic bills for the role that they play in providing services to their local residents and tourists who take advantage of short-term rentals. Bosworth said, all of those responsibilities we have require resources, which the tourism industry has been very reluctant to share with our local municipalities. Well, a farm agritourism operator in Kent County, Nicole Zagman, testified in opposition of the bills. Her farm is called Parkside Farm. They host farm stays. These are vacations that people can have on an actual working farm to bring their family and their children to come and learn how food, milk, eggs, beef, pigs, other beef agricultural products are actually made. Some of these families are homeschooling parents. They actually bring travel trailers, their tents, and actually sleep on our farm's property, even hearing the roosters crow in the morning. She said, due to challenges facing the agricultural industry, increasing labor costs, production costs, taxation, agritourism has become a way for farmers to supplement their income. Zagman said short-term rentals in Byron Center, her particular area, we are already paying a 6% occupancy and use tax and a 5% county excise tax. Now you're talking about charging us another 6% excise tax at the state level. It's not right. Wrap up of today's show. Final segment on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalliber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliber, electspalliber.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliber for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. First of all, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, many of which we use ourselves, Vicki and I, Well Connect Unit, MAGA Water, Patriots Relief CBD Products, Missy's Program, all of you guys, Curtis Gunsmithing. Vicki purchased a brand new Ruger 10/22 long rifle. Great, great, absolutely great sponsors. We love you guys. We appreciate you very much. We're looking for more sponsors. More sponsors are coming. We have a new sponsor coming with epoxy floor coverings for your garages, your patios. You can use it on sidewalks. It's an amazing product. We're excited about them. They're coming on board. We have others that we're talking to. We have new political sponsors coming for the upcoming August 6th primary. You're going to be hearing more and more from Neil Friske, state representative for the 107th. We're going to be hearing also from J.D. Wilson, who's running against Jack Bergman. We've got information. We've got sponsors. We need you guys to get this information out to people. I talked to John Davis today. He said even more people came over to MAGA Water in Sheboygan, Mackinac Avenue, there west of downtown Sheboygan, buying the jugs, getting a great deal, $1 a gallon basically, for the MAGA Water. More and more people every single week hearing about them and buying their product. They're excited. So want to thank you guys very much for supporting our sponsors, using the products, making a difference in your life. We greatly appreciate you and them. Again, I want to remind you, I still have 13 tickets available for tomorrow's event in Grayling. The Crawford County Republican Party bought an extra set of 15. We've sold two in today's show so far. If you want to attend this event with us, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there. Dr. David Clements, he is the law professor, attorney that was fired from New Mexico University for him standing up against the mask mandates during the China virus. He also has spent time looking at the election machines across the country. He's going to give a great speech tomorrow night. Come and meet him. He is the person behind the movie, Let My People Go. Well, he's going to be right here in northern Michigan. So we're excited. If you'd like to come to this event, text me Crawford. I'll send you Dorothy Frederick's phone number and the flyer, and we'll see you guys there. We can get these tickets today and tomorrow's show. Then after the show tomorrow, I'm packing up, heading over there, going to help provide some music background for the radio station. Our engineer, Devin Lawrence, is putting together a Patriot file for me. It'll be downloaded and stored on my hard drive, and I'll be playing music background when they need it at the event tomorrow. And then going down to a hotel in Flint, and I'm going to be teaching Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution on Saturday. We have a couple of seats still open because I bought extra books and guides and extra state constitutions. So, if you'd like to attend the Robert's Rules of Order State Constitution class on Saturday, just text me Flint. I'll text you back the link to acconservatives.org. You can donate $49. That'll get you registered for the class. We'll see you on Saturday at the public library in Flint. Genesee County Conservative Union is hosting us at the library. Greatly appreciate Denise, Paige, all you patriots down there listening. We are going to have a great event on Saturday. Then I'll be heading back and be putting out more signs for Miss Vicky's Antrim County Clerk race this weekend. Hope to get some great sign locations. If you guys know anybody that lives in Antrim County on a main road, give them my number, have them call me. Greatly appreciate that. We need to get all the information out there to the people. It's right on her sign. It's right on her business card. Very, very simple platform. Clean up the qualified voter files in Antrim County. Remove dead people and names who are no longer living in our county. Hand count every ballot cast at the end of each voting day to make sure the numbers match the machine's tape. That's it. It's all she's going to do in Antrim County. Restore election integrity in Antrim County. We are not going to be in the newspapers anymore after Vicky is county clerk. We are sick and tired of being the laughingstock of northern Michigan, the state of Michigan, sometimes even across the country. You've seen the stories about Antrim? Well, they're going to stop. Dead people and people who no longer live here will not be voting starting in 2026. You want to make a difference? Stand up and run. That's what many of you have done. We're excited. So again, if you want Crawford tickets for tomorrow night, text me Crawford. I'll get you the number. You can get your tickets. They've been paid for. The meals will go to waste if you guys don't come. And you really need to come to this event. And lastly, we still have the 9/11/11 cards. We just got a fresh batch. If you want 100 of these cards that could affect 1,100 voters' decisions, go to the website, acconservatives.org, donate $21, and we'll ship it out to you. We'll educate the public. Get them to think. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the yo-yo diet king. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at